All right, Chaver. Okay. So let's begin with a chazar of where we left off last week in the Sugya of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. We discussed the background to Kiddush B'Makom Suda, the Gemara in Kufa Mebeis to Kuf Aleph and Aleph, Rav and Shmuel had a machlokas, whether those who heard Kiddush and Shul are Yotzei, their chiyuv of Kiddush, or not. According to Rav, they're Yotzei, whereas according to Shmuel, they're not. The Gemara explains that according to Shmuel, the reason why they are not Yotzei is because Ein Kiddush Ela b'makom suda, that in order to be yotzei kiddush, one has to have that kiddush affixed to his suda. And since those who heard kiddush and shul did not have their suda after kiddush, therefore they were not yotzei with that kiddush, and they had to make kiddush again at home. That's the din of ein kiddush ela b'makom suda. There are different ways to characterize the requirement of Kiddush b'makom suda. And the most pithy way of phrasing the Chakira is whether it is a din in Kiddush or it is a din in Suda Shabbos. Because here we have the intersection between Kiddush and Suda, that they need to be combined, they need to overlap. Is that because of some requirement for Kiddush, or is that really a requirement in one Suda? So we were medayik, we quoted of Moshe Feinstein, we'll start with that, Brian, where the Rishonim had two different ways of quoting the Drasha from Sefer Yeshayah. Because many of the Rishonim quote the Pasuk V'karasa l'Shabbos Oneg as the source for this din that Kiddush B'Makom Suda is required. So how do we derive from V'karasa l'Shabbos Oneg that one has to have Kiddush B'Makom Suda? So the Rashbam said, and Tosos has as well, "B'makom kriyas kiddush, sham tehei oneg." In the place in which you make kiddush, there should be oneg. The Rosh, however, quoted this line a little bit differently, and Rav Moshe Feinstein thought that that was significant, where the Rosh says, give me 1 second. I'm sorry, I must have had it underlined in my other Gemara, but I'm using a different one right now. Now, where is this in the Rosh? Here we are. Okay, I can't find the exact line, I'm sorry. But the Rosh basically flips it. He says, "B'makom oneg, sham tehei kiddush." Something like that.
Sham tehei kriya.
Sham tehei kriya. Good. You have the line, Schaefer? Yeah, unmute yourself, read it for us.
Ba'av de shmo time, eh? Da'amar shmo in kiddush el b'makom suda. Dechti v'karata shabbos oneg, b'makom oneg, sham tehei kriya.
Good. Makom Oneg Shamte Kriya. So, Brian, in Rashbam and Tosfos' world, where you say B'makom Kriya Shamte He Oneg, it sounds like the primary, meaning the Iker, is the Kiddush, and something that you add to the Kiddush is the Suda. Right? In the place in which you say Kiddush, there should be a Suda. Yeah? So that would mean to say that this is a din in the Kiddush. Namely, that in order for a kiddush to be, you could say this in a couple of different ways. Let's say it in two different ways, okay? The first way to say it is that to give the kiddush, chashivus, it needs to be attached to a suda. The suda props up the kiddush. It's machshiv the kiddush. Instead of this being a standalone drinking of wine, instead, it's a wine that's connected to a suda, and I'm already appealing here to the second idea in the Rashbam, that gives the wine chashivos. So it makes it into a chashiv kiddush. Yeah, Brian?
Yeah,
Okay, that's one way of saying it. Another way of saying it, a little bit more conceptually fundamental, I believe, is the way the Rav put it in a couple of lines in the Shirim L'Zecher Abba Mari, that part of the geder of Kiddush, part of the definitional quality of Kiddush, is that it inaugurate a Suda. Right, that it be the tone setter for a Suda. So in order for Kiddush to play that role, it needs to come in the context of a Suda. Brian, you had a question? Okay. So those are two different ways of explaining how this would be a din in the Kiddush. Okay? But when we come to the Rosh, and he says, B'makom oneg sham tehei kriya, in the place in which you eat, there should be Kiddush, that makes this sound much more like a din in the Suda. Namely, that when you have a Suda Shabbos, it needs to be defined, characterized, bookended by Kiddush. It needs to have the quality of being a Suda Shabbos. The way that we do that is by bookending it with the Kiddush. Now you notice that the way the Rav put it, there's really almost, you could almost say there's, you know, these two dinim play, you know, they're kind of two sides of the same coin, or, you know, they go hand in hand. Because the Suda needs to be characterized as a Suda Shabbos by the Kiddush, and the Kiddush needs to characterize the Suda. That, you know, they need to go together. So it's not as clean of a split. You know, it's kind of almost like there's two dinim that are one din. Sorry for all the sorry for the fancy lashon. But what I mean by that is that there's a kiyum in the Suda and there's a kiyum in the Kiddush, and you're mekayim both of those by having Kiddush b'makom Suda. Was that clear, Brian? Okay, gishmak. So that's what we developed. Okay? Yes, Jake.
But like, aren't there like specific nafkaminas between, like, holding simply for Kiddush, do you have suda for Kiddush?
Yeah, so, listen, so when we come to the Rashbam, let me add the Rashbam, okay? Because there is, as I said before, when we say that it's a din in the Kiddush, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's because the Kiddush needs to define the Suda. The Rashbam in his second daya says that inami svarahi midik ba kiddush alayayin kedisane lekaman zocheo alayayin mistama alhayayin shebish as suda hukba dechashiv. Since Kiddush is established on wine, so mistama, it was established on chashuv type of wine, on significant wine. And what's significant wine? Wine that is used as part of a Suda. That has absolutely nothing to do with the Suda. Suda Shabbos can exist entirely outside of the framework of Kiddush. The point here is to have the Suda together with the Kiddush so that we prop up the chashivus of the Kiddush. That's going to lead to nafkamina. We mentioned one possibility, maybe the Prima Gadim, whether, quoting the Lavush, whether Kiddush B'makom Suda would be fulfilled only with wine or also with bread. We mentioned other possible nafkaminas of the Chasam Sofer. We'll get back to that tonight, hopefully. The Tosos Rid, whether you would have to make Kiddush again, even if you've already had your Suda in a different place. There are nafkamina, but especially once you get into the world of kind of the Rav's approach, where they are two sides of the same coin, you know, that the Kiddush needs to be something that defines the Suda, and the Suda needs to be defined by the Kiddush, most likely you will have fewer nafkamina. Okay? All right. So let's continue on that train of thought with other discussions with respect to Kiddush B'makom Suda that we're going to show revolve around this central question of how to characterize the requirement of Kiddush B'makom Suda. Now, you know, in a very sharp way, the halacha of Kiddush B'makom Suda is Kiddush B'makom Suda. It has to be in the location of a Suda. So we're going to want to define more precisely what exactly constitutes a makom? What is considered a single location with respect to this requirement of Kiddush B'makom Suda? And in addition to that, Kiddush B'makom Suda, what constitutes a suda for the purpose of this halacha? What does one have to eat in order for his kiddush to be considered adjacent to a suda? Okay, those are the two questions for the most part that we are dealing with tonight. Let's begin with the latter. Let's begin with the geder of a suda for kiddush. So we're going to take it from source number one and basically go the whole way through. Says Rabbeinu Yon, Ve'omrim Rabbanei Tzorfas Zal. This is Rabbeinu Yon on Brachos, Tamid Rabbeinu Yon, quoting Rabbanei Tzorfas. Sha'afa pisha chayv adam la'echol gimel su'udos b'sha'abes, su'da shlishis iba yachil pas v'iba yachil peirei, v'niftar be'achilas ha'peiros. So Rabbeinu Yonah quotes the Rabbanei Tzorfas that for Suda Shlishis, for Shalosh Shudis, one doesn't need to have bread. He can exempt himself with fruit, and that's sufficient. Not getting into that sugya right now. Shulchan Aruch Paskins Lechatchila, one is supposed to have bread. That's not our topic for right now. Then he brings a raya. Raya ledover, Sharei Gabi Sukkah, Amina Chai Vadam Lechol Yodal Tzudis B'Sukkah, Upirish L'Sham, Shapoter Atzmo B'Shayocha Mine Targima, So he brings a raya from Achilas Yodal Tzudos Besuka, where one also can eat Mine Targima, and the same should be true for Shalosh Shudis. The important line for our purpose is the contrast. And he says that whereas for Shalosh Shudis, one can exempt himself with just Mine Targima, for the night suda and the day suda, for the first two sodos of Shabbos, one must eat bread. Why does he have to eat bread? What does Rabbeinu Yonah explain? Yeah, Brian.
Because he has to make kiddush.
Exactly. Well, not only because he has to make kiddush, more than that.
Because he has to make kiddush b'makom suda.
Yeah, yeah. So what does that imply about what Rabbeinu Yonah thinks constitutes a suda for the requirement of Kiddush B'makom Suda?
Pass.
Exactly.
Which is why he says by Shalshudas, where you don't necessarily need pass, you don't need to make Kiddush.
Opposite. Where you don't need to make Kiddush, you don't need to have pass.
Okay.
Right? So Rabbeinu Yonah comes out as the most chamor opinion here, that Kiddush B'makom Suda is satisfied only when you have bread. Now that would be, I'm going to foreshadow a little bit, and we'll discuss this, but that would be not so fun for all of our shul kiddushes, where most of us don't wash, and we just, have some cookies, right? According to Rabbeinu Yonah, we're not yotze kiddush b'makom suda, and if that's the case, then we really shouldn't be eating. So we'll come back to that. Brian, I'll get to you in a second. I just want to show you that the Gra also holds of this. If you turn down to source number 6, the Bir Halacha quotes of a Sefer Ma'aseh Rav Kasav She'agra, Af b'kiddush hayom lo hayem mekadesh ela b'makom suda gemura v'lo mine targima o yayin. The Gra required a suda gemura. The strong implication is that the Gra agreed with Rabbeinu Yonah that bread is necessary to fulfill the requirement of suda for kiddush b'makom suda. Yes, Brian.
What then are you necessarily violating if you don't have bread in your kiddush shul?
So it goes like this. Have you been yotze kiddush?
No, and you can't be eating if you haven't been yotze kiddush.
There you go. It's very important. It's a very important halacha that whenever we make kiddush on Shabbos, especially on Shabbos morning, if you have a kiddush prior to your meal, that it is a kiddush b'makom suda. I'll emphasize that coming up. Okay? But for now, let's get out the shitos. Let's try to pinpoint the different approaches here of what constitutes a suda, and then we'll come to the halacha lemaisa. Okay. So far we've seen Rabbeinu Yonah, the most stringent opinion that only bread suffices for a suda. We said the Gra follows that as well. The Torah quotes the Gaonim, who take it down a notch. So Kasvul HaGaonim Hadam Rinon In Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. Source number 2. So you don't have to have the whole meal there. So say the Gaonim, what is sufficient for the Suda? What's sufficient, Ilan?
you can even have a yain.
Yeah.
Yain where you'd have in the shtias revius where you'd make a rough turn.
Right. It has to be additional wine to the wine that you would have for Kiddush. The wine for Kiddush itself doesn't count. It has to be an additional wine. Right. You'd have to be an additional revius of wine. But that would suffice according to the Gaon. So it'd either have to be bread or wine. Yes?
What if you had a cup where it had more than a revius? What if you have a Kiddush cup that held like two revius?
That's a good question. I don't know why it couldn't be in the same cup. Yeah, it just has to be more than has to be your revius more. Right?
Or what about
the
zonos?
We'll get to mizonos. It's coming up.
I'm saying, is that not clear from the Torah?
The Torah doesn't mention it. No, he says it's kind of left in the middle. He says lechem or yayin, but not peros.
Me and Ilan learned because of the fact that one he said. That word davar is talking about like anything mizonos or lechem,
mm-hmm.
and when it's saying dafka she'achal lechem o shata yayin aval achal peris lav, then lechem there also is talking about mizonos,
mm-hmm.
all types of like grains.
Mm-hmm.
Right, 'cause it wouldn't make so much sense if you went from like dafka lechem and wine, but not peris.
Right.
Why don't you say dafka lechem and wine? And then why would he say, but not Paris? It's just like going all the way to the end of the spectrum.
Right, kind
of,
it skips a step. No, I hear you. I thought the pashtus was that he was talking about lechem the whole way through, and that he just wasn't mentioning mizonos because it's not really mentioned in the Rishonim. That was my impression, because the Rishonim focus on pas, yayin, and peros. But it's a good point. It's a good point that he does make that jump. Okay, I just wanted to point out the Beis Yosef in source number 3. We're not going to read it inside. But if you saw the Tosfos on our daf, on Kuf Aleph Amad Aleph, Dibar Maskel to Imu Midi, where it comes up in the story, the Gemara in Kuf Aleph quotes a number of different stories of the Amoraim who held of Kiddush B'Makom Suda, aside from Shmuel, right? And one of those stories, here we are, the Af Rabba, right? That's a story... Yeah, v'af rabba savar in kiddush al makom suda damar abayik yavina beimark yavu makadish amalin te'imu midi v'ilma ada azlisu lu shpiza mis'akwa duchu shraga v'ilma makadish luchu beveis achila v'vikidusha dahach alon afkisu din kiddush al makom suda. So, the Gemara brings a raya that Rabba also held like Shmuel that in kiddush al makom suda, because there was one time where Abaye was at Rabba's house and when Rabba would make kiddush, he used to tell his guests to make sure to eat something, because maybe by the time they got back to their guests' houses, to their hosts' houses, the candles would be out and they wouldn't make kiddush. They wouldn't make kiddush and have a suda at the same time, and so they wouldn't be yotze kiddush there, and they also wouldn't have had kiddush. They wouldn't be yotze kiddush at Rabba's had they not eaten anything. So Rabba told them to go out of their way to eat something. So says Tosfos to imu midi. What is the implication? Near at the high nuti imas lechem. Kedaminim pergimel de shvuas, kedamir inche nito midi veazle veachli veshasu. Vimo mini tagimel. Okay, fine. So Toso says that to imu midi, Rabba said, make sure to have some bread. So you could get the impression that, maybe Toso's holds like Rabbeinu Yonah. Yeah, that you have to have bread for Kiddush B'Makom Suda. But the Beis Yosef in source number 3 goes out of his way to say that, no, don't make such a diuk. Because maybe what they were saying was that Rabba told them to have bread so that they'd be yotze their chiyuv suda on Shabbos, but not because wine wouldn't work for kiddush b'makom suda, just in order to fulfill the chiyuv suda, right? Just to have the meal on Shabbos, that obligation, they would have to have bread. Okay, so it's not necessarily a raya from Tosos that they hold like Rabbeinu Yonah. Yes, Jake.
It would seem to be from that, like the Beis Yosef would hold that there's certain foods, I guess, drink from Yain that could be count as Suda, but they don't count as Suda for Shabbos?
Yes, exactly. that there is a category of foods that would suffice for Kiddush b'makom suda, for the suda that's necessary to be attached to a Kiddush, but would not be enough to fulfill your obligation of suda Shabbos. Correct. Right? Because it's not necessarily the case, and that's part of the lamdus here. That's part of the lamdus, and we're going to analyze these opinions. I just want to get out the facts first, and then we can analyze them. Okay? So the Shulchan Aruch, following up on what he wrote in the Beis Yosef, he quotes the opinion of the Gaonim in source number 4. Kasu ha-Gaonim ha-de inkirish al-makum suda, afilu ach al-davar mu'at, o shasa kos yayin, shachay v'alav bracha, yatei de kirish makum suda, v'gorma suda asu b'makum acher. Quotes, that's the sheet of the Gaonim quoted in the tour. V'davka ach al-lechem o shasa yayin, aval ach al-peyos lo. Okay. The Magen Avraham quotes there. So this is what guys were asking me about Mizonos. Here the Magen Avraham brings up Mizonos. First of all, he quotes the most lenient opinion. B'shulte giborim kasav da'af b'peiros dayo. The kol suda shavis nachshavis keva, ayin shan. Very interesting. So the Shulte giborim says, all you have to do after Kiddush is have a little apple. Why? Because anything you eat on Shabbos is considered a suda's keva. And that's what you need. You need a fixed, formal suda to be attached to your Kiddush. But since any suda that you have on Shabbos automatically is considered a suda's keva, therefore you actually don't have to have bread, you don't even have to have wine, all you could have just peiros. We don't pask in that way. V'das hator v'al shulchan aruch ikar, says the Magen Avraham, mikom makom, so meaning that we suffice with either bread or wine, but then the Magen Avraham adds, mikom makom nirli de ba'ochel mini targima mechamesh asminim yatza. That if you have, appetizer type of, if you have sweet type of delicacies from Chamesh Es Haminim, namely Mizonos products, like cookies and cake, then Yatza. Then that suffices for Kiddush B'Makom Suda as well. Because after all, if the Gaonim suffice with drinking a cup of wine, then certainly we should suffice with having Mizonos products, because those are more significant, more substantive than wine when it comes to Suda Shabbos. Okay, and that's clearly the Minhag HaOlam. We pass in like the Magen Avraham, based on the Shulchan Aruch, that we suffice with Chamesh Es Haminim, with Mizonos products. So that's why whenever you're at a Shul Kiddush, there is always, there are always cookies and crackers and cake available. Because in order to be Yotze the Kiddush that you hear at the Shul Kiddush, you can't just say Amen to the Bracha and then go and eat, some kugel. Assuming, kugels, a potato kugel is Adama. You have to have Mechamesh Es Haminim. You have to have Mizonos. So it's very, very important to have at least a Kezias of Chamesh Es Haminim, of cookies or cake or crackers, something like that, after you have Kiddush. It should be adjacent to the Kiddush, and then you can go on and have whatever you would like to eat. Yes, Ilan.
Would it be mashma from Mechaber's language that you wouldn't have to make another Kiddush because it's goimer sudat of machamacher, not ochel sudat of machamacher?
Yeah. So we're going to get to that in a second. Okay. Whether you'd have to make Kiddush again, let's say you have a Kiddush and shul on Shabbos morning, and then you go home and have lunch. Do you have to make Kiddush on your Suda Shabbos at home? Yes, Moshe.
Just to clarify, that's halakha ma'aseh. You can't go from Kiddush and Shul. They can't make Kiddush and then you just have a piece of kugel, potato kugel, adama.
Right. I think assuming, I mean, I don't know, potato kugel wouldn't really fall, unless you make, I mean, no one makes a mizonos on potato kugel, right? So I don't think that's meaning tagima from Chamesh Es Haminim. You really, really should try to have, in order to be Yotze the Kiddush, you should have crackers or cookies or cake or something like that. Just a kazai, so it doesn't have to.
Let's say you were somewhere where there is no Mizonos.
So you should try to have another cup of wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's the idea here is that we're the Kiddush for Kiddush Makom Suda. In order to be Yotze the Kiddush, it needs to be B'makom Suda. Yeah, that's what I was saying before. This is a very important halacha l'maisa issue. Yeah, Brian.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you said it's a din in sustenance. Like, can it fill you up?
No, I didn't. Chashive tve l'suda Shabbos, meaning it's something that's more significant. I mean, we consider mizonos products something that's more substantive, was the word I used, than wine. So if you're going to say that wine counts, then certainly chamishas haminim should count.
If we go under that camp, but wine has intrinsically or inherently more chashivas to Shabbos, then...
So Magen Avraham is not saying that way. He's saying chashive tfilisu de Shabbos miyayin. Because chamishas haminim is like closer to bread. So bread, for sure, is more chashiv than wine when it comes to the suda. So therefore, chamishas haminim would be part of the bread. Yeah, Moshe.
Sorry, just because from my sister, what about...
No, for sure.
...that has barley in it?
So... Right. Well, the bracha Rishon on cholent is always a question. If it's like a whole Mishka Babel, so you only make one bracha. But if you can, if they're like distinct pieces, you know, if like you can distinctly see the barley, the potatoes, and the meat, I think if it's distinct enough in the mixture, you would make a separate bracha on each. But lemaisa, the barley would be fine because barley is mechamisha saminim, so orin. The only issue is that you'd have to have a kezias of the barley. So if it were enough to make an alamichya on the cholent, then that would be fine. Yeah? The easiest thing is really just to have, you know, a couple, like, you know, two or three cookies, and then...
Right, just in the case that there isn't, you know, like...
Oh, if there's nothing, if the kiddush is not, if it's not available at the kiddush. Right. At a shul kiddush, there almost always is, but here, like at a house kiddush, not necessarily everybody's always aware. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Brian, yes.
Last question. Building off, Ilan said if you make kiddush and shul, right? We said you have to make another blessing on the wine when you get home.
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
What if, this may make no sense, you wash to be yotze in kiddush al makom suda and shul?
Yeah.
You necessarily need to wash when you get home.
No. If you wash at kiddush and shul, you're having your suda and shul. There's no din you have to have your suda in your house. There's no such din. You have to have a suda, right? So if you wash, then great.
Sick.
Sometimes people do that. Sometimes people, they call it, what do they call it? A kiddush luncheon or something like that. Where they invite, like at a bar mitzvah or something like that, they invite people to come and they have lots of rolls and they invite people to wash. I've done that before.
I actually did that this Shabbos because it's very tight in my shul right now. With shal shudis, it's like you have to eat shal shudis like before, like.
Hey, Ethan, you go. Wait, you go to Abbas Torah East Hill. Which one?
No, and they do daf yomi in between Mincha Maariv.
East Hill.
Yeah, so you have to eat shal shudis at like 3:30 or like
3:20. Oh yeah, yeah.
So what I did was I like had a kiddush, so I washed at the kiddush, and then at like 12:30, whenever I was having my meal, I made that shal shudis.
That's great. That's what we do. I think this year when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. So you can't have chametz past chatzos. And you also can't have matzah. So it's a big shaila for shalosh shudis. What are you supposed to do? So the halacha lemaisa, that's what we do. We have our...
I'm not going to be in targima in Peros, no?
Nah. We have our suda shnia early in the morning. Everybody, you daven ashkama. You have your suda shnia. You take a break. You go for a walk around the block. You come home. And then you wash again. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Very good. Okay. So, just to get into very good halacha l'maaseh questions. So, but let's just get into a little bit of the lumdus here. So, Rav Schechter, I actually wrote it up for you guys so you could see it inside. Rav Schechter has a number of svarim where he. One of them is Eretz HaTzvi. So I think that was his first, if I'm not mistaken. So source number 7, he quotes from the Rav, and he basically analyzes this whole issue of what constitutes a Suda as revolving around the central question of what is the Mechayiv of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. So he says, "Uminago olam shabiyom haShabbos baboker omrim kiddush." Right? All that we've been discussing, that we have the practice to have kiddush on Shabbos morning. Beautiful. V'toam imini tagima bichdei lotzi sedei chovas kiddush b'makom suda. So people have, some cookies. Bir bezer rabenu, that should say, meaning the Rav, Rav Soloveitchik, shenir sheyesodo b'tzeirof hashitos. Why is it that we suffice to have just cookies when on Shabbos morning? So he says it's because of tzeirof hashitos, uke'en sfek sveka. Shema halacha kedas haga'onim hanizkar le'el. Maybe the halacha is really like the ga'onim. Shulchan Aruch seems to pass like the ga'onim, so I'm not really sure why this needs to be a tzeirof hashitos, but let's say, this is what the Rav said, that maybe the halacha is like the ga'onim, that we can suffice with wine, and the Magen Avraham said, kol shekein mizonos. And that's number one. V'shema halacha keharayvid demutter le'echol kodam kiddush hayom. If you go all the way back to when we discussed Kiddusha Rabbah, we noted the machlokas between the Rabbam and the Ravid, whether you were allowed to eat prior to Kiddush on Shabbos morning. So this whole issue of, I need Kiddush b'makom suda on Shabbos morning because otherwise I'm not allowed to eat prior to Kiddush, that's true only according to the Rambam, which is the way that we paskin. But the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid thinks that whole question is a non-starter because the Ravid thinks that you're allowed to eat prior to Kiddush on Shabbos morning. So the Rav said, if this is a sfek sveka, maybe we paskin like the Gaonim, and the Gaonim allow you to have wine, and the Magen Avraham said, kol shekein mizonos. And even if we don't paskin like the Gaonim, and we paskin like Rabbeinu Yonah, that really you need bread, maybe we paskin like the Ravid, that you're allowed to eat prior to Kiddush on Shabbos morning. So therefore, that's the basis for the widespread practice to have a nice, yummy Kiddush after shul on Shabbos morning. Aval b'leil Shabbos, but on Friday night, lo nohagu lahakel kedas haga'onim, ula hachshivo kekiddush b'makom suda al yedei yayin o'mazonos. Interesting. So, says Rav Shechter, why is it that the minhag ha'olam is to have kiddushes on Shabbos morning, but not on Friday night? So most people tell you balabatusha answer because everybody just goes straight home to have dinner, right? So it's not like shul ends at 10 o'clock, so you need a kiddush because you're not going to have lunch until 1, right? But on Friday night, everybody just goes home and eats. But Rav Shechter says that the real reason why we don't have kiddushes on Friday night is a halachic reason because this sfek sveka doesn't apply. Why does this sfek sveka not apply? Because whose opinion is shayach only to Shabbos morning but not to Friday night? That I just explained.
The Ravid.
Exactly, Ilan, right? Because the Ravid said you're allowed to eat prior to Kiddush on Shabbos morning. But no one says that you're allowed to eat prior to Kiddush on Friday night. Everybody agrees you're not allowed to eat prior to Kiddush on Friday night. So there you don't have the Sfek Sveka. So therefore, says Rav Shechter, better not to have a Kiddush on Friday night. He quotes the Magen Avraham in parentheses, who seems to imply that it would be fine to have a Kiddush on Friday night. But nonetheless, if you're going according to this mahalach that you need this sfek sveka, that's not going to apply to Friday night. Now, the million-dollar question that everybody's been asking, what if I have a kiddush and shul, do I have to make kiddush again when I have my main suda at home? So it says, Rav Shechter, lefi divrei Rabbeinu, at that time, sheyichya, the Rav was still alive when Rav Shechter wrote this, sheminag ha'olam yusar atzeirof hashitos, that the minog to have kiddush and shul is based on this combination of shitos. Min hanachon lekadesh ora pa'am al hayayin beschilas hasuda shal pash yochlu bebayis. Says Rav Shechter, based on the Rav, that it's really better to make kiddush again before you have your main suda on Shabbos day. Bichdei likboa osa l'shem suda Shabbos. So that you establish that for the purpose of Suda Shabbos. Why? The Shema in Ha'alacha keha'ga'onim ela keha'gra. Maybe the halacha is not like the ga'onim, but rather like the gra. And according to the gra, what do you have to have in order to fulfill Kiddush b'makom suda? Bread. Now, did you have bread at your Kiddush and Shul? We're assuming not. You only had your cookies and your cholent. But you didn't have bread. So according to the gra, in order to be yotzei kiddush b'makom suda, you need to have the bread. Yeah? So basically, to fulfill the position of the gra, says Rav Shechter that it's better to make kiddush again at your suda on Shabbos. So many are knowing this way. I'm knowing this way. My father is knowing that way. Yes, Schaefer and Brian, and then I want to just get to explaining the machlokas between the Gra and the Gaonim based on Oshefter's analysis. Yeah, Schaefer.
I'm not sure if I'm formulating this right, and maybe also we just hold like Shmuel, so it's not relevant. But if you held like Rav, then couldn't you say that for sure you would still have to? Because the fact that what Rav says about like you have to be like Yotze, like your kids and your wife.
Sure, yeah, but you wouldn't have to do that at a Suda. You know, you could do it at 9:30 in the morning and then have your Suda later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brian.
Never mind.
Jake.
This whole machloket of the Gran Gaonim, that's all under the, I guess, assumption, which seems like it's a lot of L'masid, unless it's not, that in Kiddush El Makom Suda is in Kiddush, unless like Kiddush only is, you're only making Kiddush if there's a Suda attached to it.
Right.
Because if it was Suda, then...
So let me explain. So, okay, so very good point, Jake. Okay, great point. This bothered me also when I was first thinking about it. So Jake is saying, well, wait a minute. According to our Lamdus, if you say it's a din in the Kiddush, I understand that you're not Yotze Kiddush when it's not attached to a Suda. But if it's a din in the Suda, why do you have to have the Suda in order to be Yotze the Kiddush? That's basically your question, right? So the answer to that is that everybody agrees, almost everybody agrees, that you are not Yotze Kiddush if you don't have it with the Suda, even if you say that it's a din in the Suda. Now, why? The reason why is because when Chazal, or however, whether there's a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan, the way that it was established was that in order for the Suda to be characterized by the Kiddush, you're Yotze Kiddush only when you make it in the context of a Suda. Right? We ensured that the Suda would be characterized by the Kiddush by formulating the halacha such that you would not be Yotze Kiddush unless you make it with a Suda. Okay? Yes, Moshe.
According to Rav Schachter's opinion, so let's say I went to shul, made Kiddush, ate a cookie, and I come home, would it be better to let someone else make Kiddush? I'm saying a man over 13 who hasn't had Kiddush yet?
Because he wasn't Yotze yet and you were?
Yeah.
I mean, you definitely could be Moti someone else. I'm not sure if there's a preference for someone who's not Yotze yet to make it or for someone who is already Yotze to make it. I think...
Why can't you be Moti someone else who wasn't Yotze yet?
Because we have the principle of afapisha yatza motzi, that even when you are yotze in a mitzvah, you can be motzi someone else. And here too, kiddush is considered is the mitzvah.
Okay.
Not to mention the fact that you are operating under the assumption that you're being mekayim the mitzvah, according to the Gra. Right. Okay. I'm really sorry. You can voice note me more questions afterwards. I just want to I want to wrap up with just one more point, which is really almost like the central point in the analysis at least, which is what is the nekudas hamachlokas here? I mean, why does the Gra require pas? Why does he require bread? Whereas the shulte giborim on the opposite extreme suffices with fruit, or the gaonim suffice with wine, yeah? So explain to Schachter that it all goes back to the central question. For the Gaonim, the din of Kiddush B'makom Suda is a din in the Kiddush, right? So for that, all you need is the wine, because the wine gives chashivos to the Kiddush. But for the Gra, it's a din in the Suda. So if it's a din in the Suda, and a Suda Shabbos needs bread, then of course you have to have bread when you're doing the Kiddush, because the Kiddush is supposed to be characterizing the Suda Shabbos, but Suda Shabbos needs pas. Beautiful understanding of the machlokas between the Gra and the Gaonim. Was a pleasure learning with everybody tonight. And on Wednesday night, Be'ez Hashem, unfortunately we didn't get to the other topic about the Gedarim of Makom. We're just going to have to skip that for now. But on Wednesday night, Be'ez Hashem, we'll discuss Also, another interesting topic of Kiddush in Shul, because that comes up in this sugya as well. Okay, wishing everybody a great rest of the week.